Good morning and welcome to the Sports Polygamy Podcast. I'm Eric George, and it's the 2nd of November 2012. I'm joined by my main lover, Kirk Dalziel. How are you, Kirk?
I'm very well. After a week's rest, I'm primed and ready for some sporting banter, Eric. I've missed you. I've missed your dulcet tones and the way it makes me feel funny in my pants.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a hectic real life week the last week. So we have had to take a short hiatus, but we will be back with regular programming for the rest of the year, I assume. So that's good. It is good to be reunited, Kirk. I figured to ease ourselves back into it, we should talk about a slightly different passion of ours, because we love sport, but we also kind of like playing Xbox. And the way that these two are combined is especially special. So Madden was released about a month ago now, maybe a little bit longer. And I feel sometimes like it's hard to get a real concrete impression of these games on, you know, the release day or the release week, because they're really, you know, they're there for you to play for some time. So it's a good opportunity now that we've had a good little couple of weeks, haven't played it seriously, to have a bit of a chat about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen for that. You know how Andy Murray, it was rumored that his girlfriend at one stage wanted to break up with him because he spent too much time playing Xbox and all the rest of it. I feel like I'm probably near that stage with Madden. I have been beating the shit out of this thing, and I don't think I've seen anyone in a couple of weeks. I've just been locked in my room playing football and watching football. I mean, I'm literally breathing and bleeding football right now.
Just chasing that dragon.
Pretty much. It's terribly addictive.
It is addictive, especially once you start getting into those career modes and stuff, and you just, come on, one more season. I can't close. I want to get it together. Let's start broad strokes, though. Because, you know, basically every Madden review kind of boils down to, is it better than the last Madden? Is it the best Madden ever? I haven't actually bought one since 2010 because they all seem kind of crappy. But I'm very happy with this one and the way it plays. I've been really enjoying it.
I like it as well. I feel like the dynamics are better. What I especially like is the toe tapping for the sidelines. I think they've got really down pat, which actually makes sense because it became so frustrating when you throw to an open receiver and he'd just catch it out of bounds. And you think, well, in real life, that doesn't happen. So they get the toe tap down and get it in there. So I think that's probably the best improvement that I've noticed.
Yeah, it's that general awareness. It's the small details that, like, previously they'd put all this effort into, like, crazy fireworks at the start of the game, or we've made it look more like a telecast, or, you know, we've improved the menus, or we've introduced a card game into the game. Those are all fun, but whilst that was happening, you still had crazy moments, yeah, where you'd throw a, you know, a swing route to your halfback or something, or a wheel out of the backfield, and you'd throw it to him while he was running sideways, and he wouldn't start turning up field until he was 8 yards out of bounds. Stuff like that, where the players just seem to lack the awareness you'd expect from professional sports players, really broke the illusion. So it's right, you're right. It's certainly made a big difference to see that back in the game.
I also haven't noticed the phantom receivers coming in either, or the phantom defensive backs. I remember that was the best glitch that I ever saw so far. But I haven't had a glitchy moment yet, so I think I've just got the production quality down pat. But one of the things that has made me laugh the most, Eric, is after somebody gets hit, there is a very Ace Ventura like situation when he gets shot in the neck with the darts, so the arms flop everywhere and the legs flop everywhere.
It's very strange.
But it's good. It makes me laugh every time I see it.
Yeah, so. I guess that is a bit silly. I mean, we were talking about how they don't break the illusion with guys not tapping their feet, but then, yeah, as soon as the play's over, it looks like all 22 guys are on horse tranquilizers or something as they trip over each other and their limbs bend in impossible directions and stuff. It's this new physics engine they've introduced, a new collision detection system, which is good. You don't see the kind of weird blocking situations before where guys would slide up the field without actually moving their feet to kind of get sucked into a defender to hold them. it's kind of got more realistic collision detection there. One of the problems I have with that is it can get a little bit insane sometimes when you're especially interior running, because there can be a hole and you kind of get close to the hole, but if you just clip your offensive lineman as a running back, he just like spazzes out. And can't fit through and kind of like gets banged around like a pinball on the inside of the line, which you don't really see happen much in football.
No, I mean, it's tough to get it perfect. But I do like the blocking in this game. You're a big passer of the ball when we play each other, but I'm more run orientated. And I think I think the blocking schemes are really good in it, and it's more realistic, and you can sort of manipulate the blockers by the way you run, and they block better, because that was a frustrating thing, is that it always seemed like they couldn't block. So you're chucking the nickel offense with three wide receivers and a speed back, and you can just tear teams apart, which is very realistic.
Yeah, it is, and it's certainly been a big component of a lot of football teams this year, is trying to get that nickel run working. One, there are still some elements of the run game I'm crazy about. Some of the slower developing plays, like jet runs and wide receiver sweeps and stuff like that, where it takes a while for them to get going. Those like almost never seem to work. Halfback misdirections a lot of the time seem to just get exploded in the backfield. But generally, though, the blocking does seem a lot better. And when you play with teams with a good offensive line, and it's nice to be able to have that realistic control of tempo and pace of the game just with really muscular offensive line play.
Yeah, well, when you rush for 350 yards in a Super Bowl, you know something's going right.
Or very wrong with the defensive setup. What else is worth talking about? Tight ends aren't impossible to defend against anymore, which is nice, because the last couple of years of Madden, it's just been basically impossible to cover a tight end unless you put three defenders on them.
Yeah, it's not like having a bunch of Gronkowskis out there, which it was previously. And the way you used to play it was run a streak with Randy Moss or T.O., and if that wasn't open, just dump it to your tight end who's always open. And so I think they've got a very realistic side of it, and their realism carries on as well into the coaching side of things when you do your coaching careers. That is brutal.
Oh my God. I'm hoping that after a bit more time I can get through it. I mean, I'm about 5 seasons into the one I'm playing right now, and I've stupidly decided to try and fix the Cleveland Browns, which I think is just impossible at this point, because it's like a very realistic simulation of how impossible it is to play the Cleveland Browns. You have to overpay for everyone because no one wants to come to your team. And drafting, it's like the only way this team is ever going to get fixed is if I find some cool guys in the draft. And drafting is just freaking destructive. It's so hard.
What's a lot more realistic in that aspect? It's a lot of guessing, and every now and then you get an absolute diamond in the fifth round that you had no idea you hadn't even scouted that far down, and you'll get a pretty decent player out of that. And you also get the first round busts that you thought were going to be great. So it is hard. And what I like about it most now, as well as in previous games, all you needed was a good quarterback. If you had one of the top quarterbacks, you were going to be amazing. Whereas in this one, if you have Roethlisberger or you have Drew Brees, it's no recipe for success. If you're terrible, if your defense is terrible, you're not going to be any good, and you can easily miss the playoffs. And also, it's so cutthroat that if you make the playoffs one year, then you've got to sort of keep progressing and get to the a bit further and a bit further. Otherwise, they just dump you like a sack of crap.
I luckily, one of the advantages of running the Cleveland team is they're not really going to cut you too quickly, so they're pretty lenient there. One thing I have noticed, which is a bit odd, is just the massive depth of talent you can get in free agency. It seems like if you blow things too badly, you can kind of at least cobble together some mediocre position players by scrounging through the free agency list, which is odd. You don't see many teams do that in football.
Oh yeah, you can really get stuck into the free agency market, especially sort of the fourth round of preseason where they've done all their cuts and everything. You can pick up some pretty handy positional players and backup players and that sort of time frame, which you don't. Yeah, you're right. You don't see often, although maybe they just don't make it as public in the NFL, because I imagine there is a lot of cutting and a lot of signing from the free agency that we never hear of.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Progression, what do you think of that? I find it a little bit tough. I mean, it's interesting to kind of go through and try and manually progress your players a little bit, but I'm assuming everyone's expected to just. So basically, the thing they changed this year was they kind of, rather than previously you got your players progressed on the basis of their stats and their age and that kind of stuff, this year it's like an RPG where you get given points based on how well they play, and you can assign them to all their different skills. And you can either do it manually, or you can just hit an auto button, which I assume is basically what you're expected to do.
Oh, I hammer that auto button. I don't even think about it. Coaching differently, I use it differently. I got the scouting perk first, so I could scout better. But player-wise, with the whole team, I just auto the crap out of it. It's too much. It'll make my brain explode.
Yeah, the scouting thing is tough. I mean, that's the other thing I should have mentioned was I just feel like it's almost too hard. I mean, once again, I'm probably getting a very skewed experience by only playing with Cleveland, but I feel like I even if I was really careful and tried to just go for specific positions, once I get to like the third round, I got nothing. Like literally, it's just a wall of blank players with nothing against their name because all the guys who I was looking for have been taken. And I feel like that's not totally realistic. I fail to believe that NFL teams go in there without having a pretty good idea of like hundreds and hundreds of guys in the draft.
Yeah, that becomes a bit of an issue. I have the same problem as well, is that you spend all your money, all your points, trying to at least find somebody reliable in the first and second round. That by the time you get to the third round, you have some sort of physical guess of who they are, and it makes it very tough. And you're right; you'd have to think that somebody like Bealiacek, would just have hundreds of players that they've scouted and got ready. So I'd like to see it go to a more sort of FIFA orientated sort of thing where you send your scouts out, so you have scouts and you send them out to look at players or look at teams in certain areas rather than just some half. It seems very half-assed.
And you kind of see the same thing. I mean, that's what Madden used to do, where you could pick a player and send, assign. I think you had, you could scout 10 or 15 guys a week, and your scouts would go off and have a look at them and come back. But I'm not against it being hard, but I feel like I'm okay with the guys down the end who I've never heard of being a very vague indication of what they're like, but to literally be shooting in pitch black is kind of brutal.
Yeah, especially in those middle rounds where teams have always picked up decent players, you can still get maybe not greats, but you'll get the handy players that can fill spots on your roster and keep you a good team.
Yeah, definitely. What else? What else? Have you played much with the coaching sliders in your team? Looking at your coaching style and all that?
No, I couldn't even figure out what that was, where that was. That was frustrating me a little bit. So I had to try kind of adapt my strategy every season to the players that I had in there, which became a little bit time consuming, and it became a pain in the ass when I had a an awesome running back and a shit quarterback. So where the hell did you do that?
It's in strategy. That's the other thing we should mention at this point. The menus in this game are fucking terrible. They're slow. Like, this is the most important thing in a game like this where you're going to spend a lot of time going through the menus looking for stuff. They need to be snappy and quick because you don't want to waste time waiting for stuff to load. And just the way they've split it up into kind of four vague categories and you have to click through lots of things, I'm not a fan of it at all. And there, you're right. Like, it is hard to find some things you should have easy access to.
I just gave up. I imagine my teams could have been significantly better because I've had good running backs and terrible quarterbacks, and you just and a run-based offense. It became really annoying. So I got sacked pretty regularly. I've been through. I mean, I've stayed in the league, but I've been through five teams so far in about 8 years or something, or 10 years.
One thing they did have in they've introduced into the NCAA system, which I think would be really cool if they could bring it into Madden, is they actually have like a coaching system where you literally, your career as a coach starts with you being a positional coach. So you'll join a team as the offensive coordinator, say, and you only get to call the offensive plays. You don't get to play. And you just call the offensive plays. And then after a couple of seasons, if if your offense gets better, then you get to go to a head coaching job at a shitty team and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of a more detailed simulation of the actual career of a coach rather than this kind of, franchise and playing as the players mode that Madden has.
That'd be pretty interesting. I've never played anything like that. I kind of like that. I like my games where I can start at the bottom and work my way to the top. Gives me some sort of satisfaction because I know that I'm never going to be able to do it in real life. Who's going to hire me as an offensive coordinator? But I like that. I like to build, and that's what we like enjoy in life in general. Is you start at the bottom of anywhere that you work, and you work way to the top, and as your reputation and experience increases, you can then jump to other companies or other places at a higher level. But you don't just go straight to the top unless daddy be rich.
What else? Superstar mode, like essentially connected careers playing as a player, I still think stinks. I think it's kind of more fun in some ways, but for whatever reason, the actual simulation of the game seems kind of broken when you play as a single player.
What do you mean, Eric? Fill me in here. Tell me.
I just feel like when I play a full game and I sit down and I, see what it looks like when I hand off to a running back, or when the opposing running backs run plays and I'm not controlling them. They seem like they kind of know what they're doing. But when I've played as a superstar and you try to hand it off to your running back, it's just a failure. Like, I always feel like in these games, you end up, like, you kind of sit down, you're like, okay, I'm gonna try and do this properly. I'm going to hand the ball off. I'm going to run a balanced offense. And every time by the third quarter, you're like, fuck this. We're down by 2 touchdowns. I need to just start audibling the crap out of this and passing on every down, because this is the only way my team can win. Like, you feel like you can't actually simulate a real football experience. You kind of have to break the game and twist it to your own aims.
I don't run the ball at all in superstar mode. If I've got a quarterback, the AI is terrible with the running back. So many times I've seen Adrian Peterson with a hole, and you'll audible him to the side where you know there's a weakness. You see it, and you audible him to that way, and you say, okay, now go right instead of left, and then he just runs left anyway.
Yeah.
You give him the ball, and he starts running right, and then just cuts straight back into this massive amount of players and cartwheels backwards for a 3 yard loss, and you think, the hell just happened? And they dink and dive too much and sort of bounce around rather than just hitting a hole and going, which is pretty frustrating. So I don't know if that's got something to do with the physics of it that they've got going, but that's how I got Tim Tebow to break the passing record in the NFL, because I just refused to run the ball. So I passed 95% of the time, and the other 5% of the time I just ran with Tebow. And that's probably the best part of the game, is that I get to play with Tebow.
Well, I feel like that, what you're describing there, is really a thing that happens more in superstar mode than in anything else. Like, when you play a game against a team with a good running back, like, they can hurt you. Like, they can really carve you up for consistent yardage if you're not really careful. Like, it seems like the computer understands how to run the ball sometimes, just not when you're playing superstar mode. And it's the same thing I see when, you've got to sim through players on defense, and crazy shit happens all the time. You know, punts blocked and weird stuff happens that you just never see in the game. I just feel like the simulation elements of that element of the game, there's still something fundamentally wrong there.
I think it's a game that's incredibly hard to get right, because there's so many moving components and so many people on the field. It's not like, say, a rugby game or with this very structured nature to it, or basketball where there's only 5-a-side, or hockey where there's only a few aside as well. You got a lot of people out there that try and control and try and I'd hate to be the people that actually write the stuff for these games, because it'd make my head explode.
One thing I do like that they've changed is the kind of pre-snap controls in this game. I think they've made it a lot more approachable for people who don't know a lot about football, especially on defense. The game flow thing kind of works. I don't always use it, but on defense, I think it really helps people who don't understand defensive play calling. And the simple audibles of where you can kind of pre-snap, you can call run, pass, or run left, run right, just kind of introduces people to that, very entry-level pre-snap reads. And I think it's a good idea.
We may as well make it simple. You want to get some people that don't know that much about the game involved. And it can get people involved. My cousin didn't know anything about NFL, and then we played a bit of Madden, and then all of a sudden he started playing Gridiron in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So it's got a very educational aspect as well. And I think then if people do play the game, they suddenly realize how absurdly complex the game is, because all the people focus on the fact that it's very stop-start and all the rest of it, but they don't actually understand how ludicrously large the playbooks are or how complex the game is. And that gives you a better perspective of that.
Mm-hmm. What else is there worth talking about? The music in this game is amazing. It's freaking awesome. They've gotten from trying to like put shitty metal music in, or, trying to make a current soundtrack. And they basically just took the NFL films, like epic symphonic music from the 60s, and put it over everything, which just makes the game about 14 times better, in my opinion.
Why can't we get something like this for the NRL and Super Rugby and stuff like that? I love it. It's like the Canterbury Crusaders have some old war song, ballad thing from way back in the 1800s with a whole heap of deep trombone and stuff like that. And, oh, God, it's so good.
Yeah.
So I enjoy listening to this thoroughly.
Yeah. The intro is kind of dumb. I mean, Ray Lewis starts off by saying they told me I was too small or something along those lines. And I don't think anybody's ever said that to Ray Lewis in his life.
Well, they must have said it at some point. But also, he wasn't even on the cover. What the hell's he doing in there? Shouldn't Megatron be sitting in there telling us all about it?
I don't know. I think Ray Lewis is just The NFL's hell-bent on rescuing his public image, even though he might be retiring. I think they've decided they're investing significant time in turning him into the future face of the NFL. What else? In-game stuff still. I like the graphical stuff they've kind of thrown in. I think playing in the rain, playing in different stadiums really feels quite unique now. I think that, yeah, the weather elements, playing indoors and outdoors, you can really tell a difference. Whereas I think in previous Madden games, it kind of didn't really seem like it made a difference whether you were playing in a dome or not.
Yeah, and you can get some balls sail on you out in the outside as well. If you try to throw deep, they go all over the joint and miss receivers if it's blowing really hard. So I think they've created that side of the aspect pretty darn well. It's a thoroughly enjoyable game, though. I've enjoyed beating the crap out of it over the last couple of weeks.
So what would you want to change?
Oh, boy, that's tough. Well, I personally probably just need to turn the difficulty up to all Madden because I still get that crazy thing where you throw clearly to a defender and they just drop it cold.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I just need to step that up a little bit. But definitely the AI running needs to be fixed. Because it just becomes frustrating when you're trying to simulate a game as closely as you can rather than just this Hail Mary Doug Flutie shit.
Yeah.
And the guy can't run. He turns into Linguini.
Yeah. And it's disappointing because it's actually really satisfying when you do it. Like it's the first time in a while that I reckon I've played a Madden where it's really fun to run the ball a lot. Because yeah, it feels cool when you're just powering over the top of people all the time. And you can tell the difference when you get one of those players who can get a couple of yards after contact every time versus someone who can't. You can really see that momentum coming into play.
Exactly. And it's a great arrogance factor as well. And a big sort of middle finger, F you, just to run the ball.
Yeah.
Just to say, we don't even need to pass it. We'll just run. Your defense is so crappy. We'll just run through it. So it gives you that perspective.
Mm. I would really like to see the menus fixed. That makes me so angry. The bad moments are kind of fun. I think they're really easy this year, personally. I haven't had any that have made from my control.
I haven't done any of them yet.
Oh, there was, in previous editions, there have been ones which made you want to commit suicide. But
like having to return a punt.
Yeah. Or the ones where it was like score 3 touchdowns in a minute with no timeouts or something absurd like that. There's nothing particularly insane in this game. The deep pass, I think one of the reasons might be that for that is that the deep pass feels like it's much more in play in this year's game. It's not going to happen every time, but I just feel like I'm seeing more balls going to, flying truly to open receivers down the field in this year.
If you have a good receiver, somebody like a Calvin Johnson or a big tall receiver, you can drop it.
Mm.
Drop it there long. And if you pump fake, it works really well this year as well. So if you send somebody across the middle and you pump fake, you'll, not every time, but some of the time you'll suck that safety in, and then you can just drop the bomb and your guy will usually get open, which is quite realistic.
Yeah.
Because if you do decide to go single coverage on Calvin Johnson, that's exactly what they'll do to you.
Yeah. 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 Who's your favorite team to play with?
Boy, that's a tough question.
I'll go first. I really like playing with the Falcons. I think they're really fun. I mean, the Eagles were fun as well until some recent updates, which kind of, nerfed Michael Vick. He's pretty terrible now. But yeah, the Falcons, they've got good running backs. They've got good wide receivers. The Texans as well are fun to play because of their defense, because you can just blitz like nuts on every play. But yeah, I really like the Falcons just because having to be able, like I said, with a deep pass in play, being able to just bomb it to Jones or White on any given play is really fun.
Yeah, I think my favorites are a really good defensive team. So in this game, Buffalo is actually good defensively countered, which is completely contrary to real life. So you can really smack people upside the head with guys like Mario Williams and all the rest of it. So you can really get to the quarterback a lot. And then any team that has a quarterback that can run, I love running with a quarterback. So putting Tebow in front of Sanchez or RG3 is pretty exciting because you can run the ball and throw it as well. So I'm a Washington, New York Jets kind of thing, and the Bills defense.
Of course, the Bills. I haven't really played with the Pats much yet. Just I don't know why, but the Redskins are fun. You're right; they are pretty cool to play with. Seattle's fun to play with just because their home stadium is bananas. They've actually really simulated the whole, crowd element of playing in Seattle. It's noticeably louder when you play a game there versus other places. But I feel like at this point, Kirk, we have exhausted the depth of our conversation here. Maybe we'll have to play a Patriots versus Bills game over Xbox Live and put a match report up on the blog or something like that.
Hooray! I look forward to playing with Fitzpatrick and seeing how many picks I can throw.
See if you can top his effort on the final one.
Yeah, why not? I can't. I don't know if the game may actually just disintegrate if I do something like that.
All right, fantastic. Well, that was good. That was good. I'm glad we got to touch bases on our second love, Kirk. And I look forward to speaking with you again on Sunday.
Yeah, I look forward to it too, my man. Some regularity would be back. And you can't cut me off like this.
I got to keep you hanging at some point. Got to make you earn it.
This is just the tip, Eric. Just the tip.
Okay, as always, you can follow this podcast at sportspilligimme.com. You can also find us on Facebook and iTunes, where you can subscribe to keep track. Leave a comment on the blog or on our Facebook page. If you've got any feedback, we'd love to hear it. Until Monday, I'm Eric George.
I'm Kirk Delzio.
And that's Sports Polygamy. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Oh, yeah, I went and watched the Black Keys the other day.
Yeah.
At Rocket, which is incredible. They were really good. And there was some guy standing in front of me. And that was fine. He's allowed to be in front of me. I'm a tall man. And all he kept yelling was, "You're doing it too easy. It's too easy for you." I was like, what does that even mean? They're a band.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not like he gets to ride into ride with a tailwind in a time trial, and the other guys have got to ride into a headwind. And then he started yelling out, "Oh man, they're so much better at Madison Square Garden," like just loud enough so 50 people could hear him. What? He's like, "Oh, they were so much better at Madison Square Garden, so much better." I was like, "Oh, this guy's the biggest cock." I felt like kneecapping him right there and then. But if he's listening to this, just tell me what "you're doing it too easy" means, or it's too easy for you. They're a band.